بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. This verse appears in Surah Nisa where Allah Pak says, wherever you are, death will find you even though you may be in fortified palaces. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us to remember death excessively. And death will cleanse this heart, the remembrance of death will cleanse this heart from the love of this world. And we all need to prepare for death. Ulama say 25 times a day, we should make a dua. Allahumma barik li fil maut, wa fi ma ba'd al maut. O Allah, bless me in death, and in the stages to come after death. We should do this 25 times a day. Now there's an incident that is mentioned under this verse in Tafsir ibn Kathir that makes us understand that there is no escape from death. Once there was a woman who gave birth to a baby girl, thereafter instructed her caretaker to ignite a fire. As he was leaving to comply with the order, a person, probably blessed with ilham, spiritual insight, or it must have been an angel that came as a human being, suddenly appeared and asked him, what has this woman given birth to? So he replied that she had given birth to a girl. The person said, this girl will commit zina 100 times and finally will be killed by a spider. So this worker, the caretaker, immediately returned. He was worried now that the future of this girl is no good. It's better that she goes now, while she is small and innocent. So he cut open the stomach of the girl, thinking that she had died. Quickly he left the place. The mother, however, had this child seen through, got the child some medical attention, the stomach was stitched up, and she survived. And she grew up to be a very, very beautiful woman, that no woman in the city could compare to her beauty. In the meantime, the man who was working for them, who had fled, he had settled close to the sea, and he was earning his livelihood. After some time, he decided to return to the city to get married. This was many, many years later. He had acquired a lot of wealth by that time. He was rich now. So he met an old woman, and he told her that I want to get married to a woman who is very, very beautiful. So the woman told him that there is a certain person in this town that is the most beautiful woman. She is, like we say, Miss Universe. You can get married to her. He tried his best to win her hand, and eventually he married her. Two, three things we learn from here. Number one is that he met an old woman. So the system that we work with is via the woman, then we will make inquiries. This thing of date sites, of going and match sites, is not the Islamic system, is not the way. Person gets involved in so many wrongs. Then what happens after he's married, he's still on that date site. He's still looking after he's married, still looking. So Allah Pak save us and protect us, use the old system. Second thing is, the mistake he made was, he said, I want the most beautiful woman. Many youngsters make this mistake. Because you're looking at Miss World, Miss Universe, Miss South Africa, for example, now, in their mind, they got that image. Now they're looking for that match. Many times, the pictures they're looking at are not the actual person themselves. One is the makeup, and the other is that what they call the airbrushing and whatever else they do. So what you're seeing in the picture is not real. So they want virtual reality. They don't want that real person. Human beings, they will have some blemishes, some faults, some deficiencies. So nevertheless, now he wanted the most beautiful woman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a woman is married for her wealth, for her status, for her beauty. But fadhfar bi dhati deen. Always look at the deen of a woman. That must be the overwhelming quality in her. Otherwise, taribat yadak, you will regret later. The beauty won't last, the beauty will deceive you, someone else will be attracted to her, and then a person will always be in this turmoil, worried about the faithfulness of his wife. So that beauty also might not last. Something can happen, one accident, and then where's the beauty? Allah forbid, Allah protect. So the beauty won't last, the wealth won't last, the status can change, But the deen of that person, the taqwa of that person, that will carry them through. And that is why the marriages of the past lasted very, very long, because the grounding was very firm. The grounding was firm on taqwa, not on the world. Today, problems are caused because a woman is earning more than the husband. That becomes a problem. She is more educated than the husband. That becomes a problem. She is of a better standing, social standing than the husband. That becomes a problem. She is running and flying here and there with the boss and the manager. You know, I'm a person of status. The husband is complaining. So all these issues come about because we have left out Islamic teachings. Nevertheless, he got married to her and they started to talk. And in the conversation, just cutting the story short, the whole story came out that this is what happened when I was a young girl. Oh, so that means I am the person. And then the whole story came out. So he said to her that you must have committed zina 100 times. So she said, I committed zina, but I don't know even how many times I committed zina. See, this beauty, it comes with duty. It comes with some effects also. Woman is deceived by the beauty and she loves the attraction. That's why Quran is saying, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ. 3 times we find on this page or in this verse, 3 times Allah uses the word زِينَتَهُنَّ. They must not expose their beauty. They must not expose their beauty. The jewelry also mustn't tinkle to attract attention. So much. Because a woman very easily can fall into the trap of shaitan. Man also, the woman also. Nevertheless, that's a topic on its own. We don't want to go into too much of detail. Remember, the test for a man is to control his eyes. And the greater test, that means the greater test for a man is to control his eyes. They say men are visual beings. The greater test for him is to control his eyes. And the greater test for the woman with controlling her eyes is she likes to show off. So that's why she is told, don't expose your beauty. Restrict your beauty for your mahram and for your husband. So the man continued, secondly, you will be killed by a spider. So he built her a splendid house and he made sure he sanitized the place properly and there was no spider web there. But one day, Allah Ta'ala's will, when Allah Ta'ala wants something to happen, then Allah will create the means. Sometimes a person goes in a car, healthy, well, and there's an accident, everybody is okay, he passes away. See, Allah Pak wanted it to happen, so an excuse comes. Person is healthy, fit, he is exercising every day, all of a sudden he has a heart attack. See, how could this person have a heart attack? Because Allah Pak brings about these excuses, and Allah Ta'ala makes the means when maut is written, nothing can stop it. So one day they saw a spider and he became worried. She said, is this what you are worried about? You warn me about this. He said, yes, she jumped up. She tried to kill it and Allah Ta'ala made it such that that spider was such a poisonous spider, like we get the black widow spider, small but very poisonous. It absorbed through her skin. When she tramped on it, it absorbed through her skin and this caused her death. So we understand from this that any excuse can come. We are Muslims. We don't say things like, for example, that before his time, he went before his time. Untimely death. In English they say untimely death. No. We say that death comes on its time. Whether it is young, whether it is old, we accept. And the intelligent thing to do is to prepare for mort. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.